Topoz said she's happy that the Constitutional Court outlawed early child marriages, which had become common in Zimbabwe. Topoz, who got married at a tender age and will soon be turning 20, said she hopes the judgment will change the lives of young women in Zimbabwe and protect the girl child by preserving their sexual reproductive health.
About the judgment yesterday, I feel excited because I've been waiting for this moment. Because last year we went to the court and we told them our story, but they were just saying, they were criticizing us because they were saying, these girls, they did it for themselves. Why should they report this to our law, to the court? But I'm glad that they put their heads together and come out with one good law for the young girls, because they know that the law says they should be married at the age of 18.
A Harare resident, Tawanda Sibanda, said it was a shame that the state contested the matter instead of just conceding that anyone under the age of 18 is too young to get married.
This is a welcome judgment, given the fact that it advances the rights of children as defined in the Constitution. However, there are certain issues which I think are the defendants, being the Minister of Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, who is also charged with aligning the laws to the Constitution. I think he was not supposed to take this matter in the first instance, defending it before the Constitutional Court, on the basis that he is the very person who is charged or mandated to align the laws to the Constitution.
Sibanda further said the government should just align relevant laws to the new constitution in order to enforce the court ruling.
The defendants should not have defended this matter in the first place. So at the end, what it means is the minister responsible for legal and parliamentary affairs, Minister of Justice, he is not willing, or should we say he does not have the will, be it political or otherwise, to align the laws with the different statutes are with the Constitution.
Tsungai Mutongwizo, another Harare resident, also applauded the judgment and said some women were afraid of raising girl children because of forced marriages.
We welcome this as mothers of girls. Zimbabwe was becoming a place that we were scared of raising young children, of raising girls, wondering who would protect them. In terms of the new Constitution, this is a giant step for the country, the judicial system, in making rights justiciable, protecting the rights of vulnerable people. Young girls are vulnerable and need the protection of the law. This is equal protection of the law.
The Constitutional Court on Wednesday ruled that no child in Zimbabwe should marry or get married before attaining the age of 18. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.